Hey, it's Eric G. Around the House is sponsored by Baldwin Hardware. For 75 years, Baldwin Hardware has been known for its first-class quality and craftsmanship in door and cabinetry hardware. As an alumnus of the Baldwin Hardware Design Council, I can say I have seen the details and quality from design to the finished product. If you're looking for a new style and old-world craftsmanship, I can tell you there is only one Baldwin Hardware. Check out what would look great in your home at baldwinhardware.com.
You on the radio, yeah, you gotta,
you gotta get on the radio. Hey, it's Eric G with Around the House. I always wanted to do a midweek update. When something comes up and I'm maybe not going to get into the radio show, like we couldn't get to this last week and we probably won't get to this week, it makes sense sometime to really sit here and give you a little podcast where we can talk about one of these subjects that I think is an important one. One of the biggest things I see out there is we have a big shortage of contractors, which means it's harder to get somebody out to your house to actually give you a bid on a project. But what's happened now is that you've got some new salespeople that are out there that are doing the old used car salesman, not to disparage you used car salesman out there, but you're given that high pressure sales tactic. And you know something? That drives me insane when you're talking about home improvement. These are things that you want to take delicate and deliberate steps with. You want to get a few quotes, things like that. But you know something? When you get pressured into something, usually you got bad results. So I wanted to dive into that just for a few minutes today. This isn't going to be a long podcast, but I just wanted to talk about it for a moment. You know, when you're setting up that appointment, one of the biggest questions you need to ask is how long you're going to set that appointment. If you ask that question first, it's going to give you an idea. If you've got a couple people coming out for a relatively small project, I'm not talking a huge remodel, but if you're talking about doing, you know, a project around the house, it's a repair, and you've got two people coming out and they want to be there for over an hour, my red lights start coming on. Because many times you'll have a project, you'll have somebody come out, they'll bring their other salesperson with them as well, they'll take a look at what maybe should be a half hour meeting, and then they will sit you down, give you a full presentation, and then put the hard sell on you on the end. And I hate it when they'll go, oh, well, if you buy today, you'll get 35% off. No, don't fall into that trap, because it's a trap as far as I'm concerned. I don't like it. I get that these guys are out there to sell you something, but you know something? You've got to do your due diligence and make sure you do it and do it right. So, like I said, be careful of the sale that is the, oh, if you buy today, you get this much off. That is one of my biggest red flags on a project. So be careful of that stunt. Now, I don't ever buy anything but Thin Mints in a door-to-door sale. I'm sorry, I don't. If they're out running around door-to-door, then that is always a red flag for me. There could be tons of great companies out there doing door-to-door sales for this stuff. Don't get me wrong. It's a risk I just don't take. So that's something to keep in mind as well. And many times, I had a guy last week try to argue with me on my front porch. He came up and was trying to sell me, pest control. I don't need pest control. Got it handled. He's up there trying to say that I've got a wasp nest up there and that he wants to come up and get it taken care of for me. No, man. Sorry. Not going to do it. Plus, here's one of my other pet peeves. I have a no soliciting sign on my door, clearly marked. I don't need to have everybody come by rolling up to my door telling me what I need and what I don't. But here's the problem. I completely go nuts when I see people sit there and put the flyer up on my house. I mean, really? You're going to be out there doing the, I don't care what it is. It's usually a pest control person or even worse. It's the, I'll be in the neighborhood aerating your lawn. So if you sign this up and leave it right here, I'll come by and do it for you. No, no, no. I'll be honest, I even leave some bad reviews out there for people on their Yelp pages because I have a no soliciting sign. I don't want you pasting stuff up on my building. I don't want to sit there and have to go over there and take the blue tape off and untape it off my house. Knock it off. I don't like it. Plus, you can see every house down the street that I think that they just kind of project that maybe somebody's gone from the house, because if they're gone for the week on vacation, you just put up yellow signs or green signs on everybody's house that hasn't pulled it down, which means they're probably not aware of what's going on, and more importantly, they're not home. So if you're out there doing it as a company, knock it off. You're just showing who's home and who's not, and just giving a burglar one more test to see who's in that house. So that's one of my pet peeves that drives me absolutely crazy. Now, do your research before the meeting. Dive into the reviews. And I mean, don't just kind of go into the Better Business Bureau. I mean, go find out. The people that do the high-pressure sales stuff out there, whether it's a big box store or it's a another company, you'll see some things on there. Wow, the price was high. Wow, man, these guys were really pushing hard. Be careful of those situations. If you can tell that they're a high-pressure sales place, might not be your best option. Because, well, who needs the added stress of having to actually ask somebody to leave your home? Not a good thing. So keep in mind, pick and be careful who you have come out. It might save you a ton of headaches. Also, just as anything else, do your research, check the CCB, check all their complaints, check to make sure they haven't been sued, all of those things. And then always get more than one proposal. If you get more than one proposal, well, guess what? You can start to see who the high guy is, who the low guy is, who the middle person is. Whoever it is, you'll be able to start to gauge against them, and as well as you're going to find out personalities as well. So another thing to always ask too is, if you're working on a project, is that project manager going to be out there managing the site for you? Or are you just dealing with a salesperson, and then when the time comes, those promises of the days they just gave you is not going to be anywhere to be found? So that's another little tip to find out. Just ask a few questions about who's going to be on the job site, or at least who's going to be available to help manage that job site. And then, when in doubt, consult an outside expert. I tell you what, I see this all the time. You'll have somebody go get, let's pick one, let's go foundations. Let's say somebody's got a big crack in their foundation. They talk to company A, they get a $8,000 fix. They talk to company B, they get a $35,000 fix. They talk to company C, they get a $64,000 fix. They have no idea what's going on. What I do in that situation? Well, I take a look at it, see who's got the most complete proposal, and then many times consult a structural engineer. Okay, it's going to cost you a little bit of money, but that structural engineer can look at those estimates. They don't have a dog in the fight, but they're going to have a good idea of what the route would be. So I would talk to an expert. You know, it's that phone a friend thing, like you see on the TV host, you know, game shows out there. Do some research, and when in doubt, consult that expert that can dive into the proposals and tell you what the best fix is. Because many times, sometimes the best fix isn't the most expensive one. Sometimes it's the basic one. The last thing you want to do is blow a bunch of money that you could be spending on something else on kind of a ridiculous fix for your house. So that's going to come into, maybe you don't need a new roof, maybe you don't have to replumb the house. Get with the experts to double check to make sure before you make that, well, could be an expensive mistake where, well, it could take a lot of money out of your pocket for no reason. And this is an investment when you're dealing with your home, so you want to make sure you got it dialed in. So anyway, that's my thing. Be careful out there with these high-pressure sales tactics. Like I said, there's a lot going on out there, and it's something you really got to be careful with. But if you start looking for it and pay attention to it, you have a less of a chance of falling victim to it. So get the information, make some smooth, informed decisions. And it's always a little bugs me a little bit when they say, hey, and if you sign now, I'll take this much off. That should be a warning flag to you. So watch out for that one out there. And that's a wrap for Wednesday. Now, tune in Saturday to Around the House. We're going to dive into a few more topics just like this. And if you watch my tease later on, you'll see it up on the video up on my Facebook page, and you'll be able to see what's coming up next Saturday on Around the House, noon to 2, all over the Radio Northwest Network and KXL.com.
Hey, it's Eric G. from Around the House. If you want to reach the smartest listening audience of homeowners and contractors without competing with those crazy political ads, head to AroundTheHouseOnline.com and contact me personally for more information. That's AroundTheHouseOnline.com.